You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Sunday told deacons from across the globe that they must be generous with their lives and with their time. One who serves cannot hoard his free time, he said. He has to give up the idea of being master of his day, because he knows that his time is not his own, but a gift from God, which is then offered back to him. Only in this way will it bear fruit. The Pope's words came during the homily at Mass in St. Peter's Basilica for the conclusion of the Jubilee of Deacons. Deacons and their families from all around the world had been invited to make a pilgrimage to Rome from the 27th to the 29th of May in order to participate in this major gathering on the occasion of the Holy Year of Mercy. They turned out in numbers to listen to Pope Francis, who told them that deacons must be good and faithful servants, never slaves to their own agenda, but ever ready to deal with the unexpected, ever available to their brothers and sisters, and ever open to God's constant surprise. Speaking off the cuff, he urged those present to have the courage to ignore timetables, mentioning he is not pleased when he sees a timetable on church doors and parishes, because, he said, it means that the doors are not always open, that there is not always a priest, a deacon or a layperson available to receive the people.
A me fa male al cuore quando vedo orario nelle parrocchie, di talora a talora.
A servant, he said, knows how to open the doors of his time and inner space for those around him, including those who knock on those doors at odd hours, even if that entails setting aside something he likes to do or giving up some well-deserved rest.
Cari diaconi.
Dear deacons, he said, if you show that you are available to others, your ministry will not be self-serving, but evangelically fruitful.
Evangelicamente fecondo.
When you serve at the table of the Eucharist, he said, there you will find the presence of Jesus, who gives himself to you, so that you can give yourselves to others. In this way, available in life, meek of heart, and in constant dialogue with Jesus, you will not be afraid to be servants of Christ and to encounter and caress the flesh of the Lord in the poor of our time. I'm Linda Bordoni.